battle site of that event 165 years ago. It was passed through the House this week in Parliament. Descendants of those that fought came to witness the passing of the bill, and Claudette Hoate was in Parliament. Here's her report.
Te Piri o Orako passed its third and final reading in Parliament this week on Tuesday, the 18th of February. The Pai o Maumahara o Orako Remembrance Bill will vest the title to the 9.7 hectare battle site 5 kilometres east of Kahikahi in Ngā Tupuna o Orako. It will be administered by Ngā Ahi E Toru, the three iwi, Raukawa, Tainui and Ngāti Maniapoto.
Madam Speaker, a letter from the Crown to the people of Waikato. The warning reads, to the natives who reside in the Manukau district in the Waikato frontier, you are hereby required immediately to take your oath of allegiance to Her Majesty the Queen and to give up your arms to an officer appointed by the government. For that purpose, natives that comply with this order will be protected. However, natives who refuse are hereby warned to leave the district and retire beyond Waikato past the Mangatawhiri River, or you will be ejected.
The Pāti Māori Hanarawhiti Maipi Clark is an uri of those tupuna who fought at Orako. She was 11 years old in 2014 at the time of the 150th commemorations of the battle. At that time, the National Government and Prime Minister John Key visiting the site, he agreed to the return of the whenua and to having Orako commemorated. Today, aged 22, Hanarawhiti Maipi Clark is present to vote in favour of the bill returning the whenua, restoring the mana of those tupuna who gave their lives.
This was the beginning of the biggest campaign of the New Zealand Wars and the invasions of Waikato. Tahi mano warurau ono te kauma whā te tau, mai he te marama, whakawhiti mai te ope taua o te Pākehā a te karauna i te ringatoto o te kāwana o Kāwana Kirei i Orako, i te iwi o rewi manga Maniapoto, ki te aha, ki te muru, ki te raupatu i oku whenua. Ka tautoko te karanga o rewi manga Maniapoto e ngā iwi waka maha o Tūwharetoa, whanganui te rautakitahi a Tūhoe, ka hungunu me te aroa. Ki tāku whakapae, ka kore rawa a mātou mātua tepuna i mata poporetia, tahi rau ono te kaumātahi tau ka hipa, ka tūtonu ko ngā uri a rewi Maniapoto ki roto i te whare o te karauna ake, ki te rongo, ki te whakapāha o te ringatoto ki a mātou ngā uri o te raupatu.
Tainui Waikato rangatira Tuku Morgan. He says it's a time to remember and a time to reinvigorate the battle, bring it to life so it may be a living, breathing taonga for future reanga.
161 years after the battle, we usher in a new era of reinvigorating Orako, making it alive again.
This is making history come alive and relevant to our mokopuna. There are a lot of mokopuna rangatahi here who are experiencing this part of the journey, able to reclaim the heritage of their tupuna as heroes and not as villains that previous histories have made them out to be.
Pākehā have always characterised our tupuna who fought against the Crown as rebels. For us, we glorify them because the ultimate sacrifice was to protect our way of life, to defend our sovereignty, to defend our right to our lands, to our rivers, to our lakes, to the taonga that are unique and special to us, and that collectively all those taonga make us who we are, Māori. Iwi across this country, hapū across this country, whānau.
Back in Parliament, MPs are speaking in favour of the bill. This one, like other treaty settlement bills, passes unanimously. For some Tangata Tiriti members of Parliament, like Green Party Steve Abel, it's a chance to set the record straight, to put on record why colonial governments wanted and needed whenua.
Waikato was the granary of the North Island, Mr. Speaker. The wife of the Chief Justice, Mary Martin, observed when she visited there in the 1840s that the women sat under trees sewing flour bags while healthy children and babies swarmed around. Governor Grey himself visited the district in 1849 and he said that he had never seen a more thriving or contented population in any part of the world. He had never seen a more thriving and contented population in any part of the world. There were wheat fields and peach groves as far as the eye could see. It is that very same Governor Grey who led the deliberate war of conquest of the Waikato to steal that abundance from tangata whenua Māori, Mr. Speaker.
Ngāti Maniapoto rangatira Tom Roa, he says spaces like Orako were originally sites that showed the promise of kotahitanga under Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and that this bill goes some way to reclaiming that.
Ngā ahi e tori, Waikato, Maniapoto, Raukawa form a trust for Orako in the names of those people who were there. And those names include other iwi and the thought for what can happen in our space for us, but not just for us ourselves, but with others. And I think that the promise in the Treaty of Waitangi was beginning to be fulfilled at spaces like Orako, which was planted in all of these fruit trees that the Pākehā bought. And so that potential in the treaty was being realised in spaces like that, and Rangi Aofia and others around the country. We're moving, or we can be moving, back towards that if we allow it to happen.
There is some opposition for us returning to that space of Kotahitanga. The Treaty Principles Bill is one of those obstacles for us.
The architect of the bill has said that it's time for us to have a conversation, a real conversation. Well, we've been having these real conversations for 160 years. Unfortunately, the partner hasn't entered into those same conversations. This Treaty Principles Bill, it is not a call of working together. It is saying to us, this is the way it's going to be.
Tom Roy, you are a living taonga.
Rangatahi were present at the passing of Te Pire o Orako. Kura were able to bring their ākona to be living witnesses to history unfolding, as well as be a part of the making of their own futures and the shaping of how the legacy of their tūpuna can positively impact the nation going forward.
Ko waito ingoa.
Ko moro.
Ko waito kura. Hea to kura.
Te kōpuku, engari, ke te tau o te tomato wharewharau atua ki konei.
So what do you think of today?
Definitely an eye-opener for some rangatahi, but they need to know like what happened, and they need that reminder, like, not to get lost, just remember the tūpuna and all of that fought for us. For the reo, everything.
This bill is for some a living memory of events. Parliament was privileged to have Kuia come to the House, like 95-year-old Renee Shirank. As a child, she sat with her koro, great-grandfather Pautātate, who survived the battle. Here's our kui Renee and daughter Ngāti Maniapoto historian Mihira Whiti Shirank.
Tēnā koe whāia. What does today mean for you?
Oh, I just had to say, it's so beautiful.
So you are 95. What does this mean in your 95 years? Because some of your tūpuna that fought at Orako, you knew them. You sat at their knee.
Because I would have been a baby then.
So your great-grandfather was Paupatatea Hughes, and he was there in the Battle of Orako. What was he? Was he a messenger?
So Dad said, because he could sneak through the enemy, you know, and run. And that's how they all could run.
So this is not history. This is actually a lived reality of our queer's life.
I would say so. I mean, she was a baby when Paupatatea was an aged man, that's 1930, and his wife, her nanny, was Hariata Thompson from Ngāti Paua, and so she breathed the same air as them. She was, they probably sat with her, they probably picked her up, you know, those sorts of things. So for this day it's significant, because at the end of the day she could now say that my Kroa, Hōtato te Whiriwhiri, and also Paupatatea, were war heroes. And it's a lot for us to celebrate, and I just love seeing the rangatahi here. It's just incredible. I feel at peace.
Tainui tribal leader Hinarangi Raumati Tu'ua also celebrating the past deeds of tūpuna in spite of contemporary political distractions and hurdles.
Great day today. What's going through your mind?
It is a great day. It's so important to recognise these things that happened in the past, and the hurt and the trauma that happened along with those. But then to come today and then look to the future, you know, it's a great day.
How important is it that Te Ao Māori gets to see something like this, especially at this time when we've got the Treaty Principles Bill and the Regulations Bill and every other policy that seems to be negatively affecting Māori, that actually we're still here doing the business and carrying on in spite of the hurdles?
I think that's exactly what comes to mind, is actually our forward momentum is so great that we'll participate in these things that distract us, but actually our kaupapa about manawatu hake keeps us going forward, no matter what.
How important, Tuku Morgan, is this, given the timing of it and the Treaty Principles Bill that's currently before the Select Committee?
It's a strange situation, because I was there when John Key came to Orako to celebrate the 150th celebration, and he came with Jerry Mataparai, the Governor General, and Peter Sharples. It was there, actually, that Key made the decision to seriously consider the commemoration of the land wars throughout this country. That's the first thing. Second thing was actually the return of the land at Orako was ceded at that hui. And of course it's taken 11 years to get it done. That's a long time for our people to wait. And so in some respects it's been frustrating, but today it ends here. And for the people of Raukawa, Mandiapoto and Waikato, it's a time for celebration.
Well, this part of the Haerenga finishes here, yeah. And then the next part of the journey starts. Where will that take us?
It's a bit like Rangiriri. Rangiriri is now a very active commemorative site. There are lots of educational tours. That place is alive. And that's a challenge for Raukawa. It's for our people to make it come alive, to reinvigorate it as a place where we can celebrate and remember those who made this ultimate sacrifice for our land and for our struggle and for the quest for mana Māori motuhake. How do we now shape a new future? How do we usher in this dawning of a new era?
And so the last word goes to the 11-year-old who is now 11 years older, Hana Rāwhiti Maipi Clark, the Member of Parliament for Hūrohe of Hauraki Waikato Tainui. 165 years after the Battle of Ōrākau, her tūpuna remembered and the whenua returned.
The 28th of October is held as a national day of significance for the land wars of Aotearoa. Te Pāti Māori states that this day be held as a national public holiday, just as we commemorate Anzac. We must hold the same mana, tauritetanga, for the land wars that happened on this country's very own soil. The Battle of Ōrākau heard the cries of Rewimanga Maniapoto to his people, ka whawhai tonu mātou, ake, ake, ake. Only last year, at the hikoi of 100,000 people, did I cry to my own, ka ora tonu mātou, ake, ake, ake. What a privilege to say that, when I've never seen a barrel roll of a gun, when I've never been on a front line of a war site, when I've never seen bloodshed. Ki te kore a rewi I ngona kupu ka whawhai, kua kore tēnei whakareanga e kōrero ana I te kupu o te ora. If it wasn't for rewi saying we must fight, this generation would never have been able to say we have survived. E kore tēnei whakaoranga e huri ki tua o kumokopuna. Nō reira, tēnā rā tātou e te whare.